corn.
She put, what about that vegetable that makes it so sticky?
Okra?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, always okra. Don't have okra, you get the gumbo. Who do you feel that? Gumbo. You can get about 4 or 5 of these ears,
yeah? Yeah. That's a mighty fine looking ear of corn there.
Try to weed. Of course, we put up all sizes, but that's a nice ear of corn.
Now, this is a what?
Roasting ear.
Yeah. Well, that's the outside part is the
shuck.
Okay, and then inside that is all the stringy
silk and then the cob.
Yeah. When your corn is growing, it grows up, the top of it is a
tassel.
Tassel, yeah. That's a good looking ear of corn there.
But sure, after dandy, it's frozen up. We put it up in there. We have it. I'll start getting it away around here pretty quick because it wouldn't be long before I'll have some fresh.
How much do you raise?
Oh, I don't know. I think I put up 100 to 150 ears like this. Sometimes occasionally we boil them, but it's a very rare thing. Grandkids come in, or some of them, sometimes they want some, and we'll boil it.
Yeah.
And most corn we have, we cream it. Most of all the whole family loves the cream corn.
That was delicious corn we had Sunday. That really was good.
Well, that's creamed out of corn like this, you know.
Yeah.
Only thing is cut off. We have a regular outfit to do up the corn, you know.
Yeah.
And Ronnie there, he didn't want to eat the first time he ever come here before he's married. He's kind of peculiar about his eating a lot of things. But he never was used to eating them, you know, just like a lot of people think that. I had an aunt said a raw tomato wasn't fit to eat, but she never did taste one. She just imagined it wasn't fit to eat. She'd cook them and eat them. And he got to eat, I don't know, you know how lots of times people, strangers, so first time or two every week, they were going to tech. And he'd come home, and he had one of those little doodlebug cars, and he'd bring Virginia Pearl home. And sometimes, occasionally, once in a while, he'd spend the whole time here at home. But
Virginia Pearl.
That's my baby daughter there, the one that. If you first met him. And Betty Jean was the older.
Yeah.
But they went to tech up there at the same time. They didn't know one another till she met him up there at school and they started going together and they got married before they got finished. I think just before they finished, they got them a trailer and stayed in uptown. But however, you know how you are when you go to a place, a lot of times you eat things and you think you don't eat, but you eat some of it. We all do it more or less, most of us, and that's the way he didn't. And he got to where he'd eat more than the rest of us. See, he didn't like corn, you know. That is, he thought he didn't like it. But the way my wife fixed it up, one thing or another, his mother always boiled corn, and that's what he thought.